As a minister of God, our own aspiration is that whatever took us some time to do, we'd like you to do it faster and quicker. You know, if you are here tonight and you are not yet speaking in tongues and you are born again, please see Dr. Yodiji, please. And I say that all the time, when your tongue is a struggle, you must do two things. First, keep at it. What did I say? Whenever I see your face and this is, I normally, you know, I'm a pastor. Eh? And number two is that, you know, it's not one-time infilling. It's a continuous infilling that makes a difference. You know, this morning I was trying to pray for this service, and when you speak in tongue, it's good for you to look at the face of your Father. He that speaks in tongues does what? Speaks unto God, not unto men. So you picture that your Father is at the throne and you are communicating with him. You see him with the eyes of your faith. Manga boga lingle moro lingle moro bo sinde lingle moro ingi. So you are speaking to a personality. And it's good to listen carefully, because it does speak back. And when you do it very well, when you leave that place, your strength will increase. It's not a place of tiredness. It's a place where you exchange your own human insight for divine insight. Praise God, somebody. There's a place we need to pray by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And when you get there, Holy Ghost will bring men to your remembrance all the time. Because when you say, Ephesians 6 talks about praying all manner of prayer in the spirit for the saints. I keep saying it all the time. We are people to use prayer, they want to use faith. We are to use faith, they want to use prayer. Do you hear that? The prayer time is meant for a place where we pray for the saints. You intercede for others. For your own life, use your faith. Like you hear Brianka, if we speak a word here, if we speak a word here, that's faith. When it comes to some things for others, we stand in the gap. Or we stand in the gap for us. And like we hear Apostle Akana, you know, sometimes when you speak in tongues, you utter bold words. When you share your spirit, man, you are charged. And some offerings are too bold. You just open your mouth and begin to dictate what must come to pass. You know, your spirit, man, is the real you. You know, we are looking at spiritual development. And unless you understand how this thing works, you must understand how this thing works. Say about the word works. And if you look at the Rhapsody, I don't know about you, but sincerely, that pamphlet is loaded. You know, sometimes, even some days, I just keep at that. A particular day, I don't know how to live that day, because I just want to get that into my spirit, man. When I read that, the Holy Ghost is a restorer. Even your lost years, he can restore it. When I heard that, I was so full of joy. The Holy Ghost can restore the years you lost, even as a student or as a businessman. It makes no difference. You can restore your lost years. You can renew your life. You know, as a depth of God, we need to learn. Christianity is not just, I don't live in sin, I don't fornicate, I don't fight. That's not Christianity. It's the life of God he has come to offer that we must know how to take advantage. Anybody take advantage of the life of God. You know, there was one I was looking at before. You know, sometimes I'm taking my time for others to come, so I will not be repeating myself many times. Praise God, somebody. Praise God, somebody. When you read a place that says your victory is inevitable, say my victory, my success. It's inevitable. If you see that and you and your spirit man can capture that, say, though the fig tree will not blossom, it makes no difference. I don't know what is happening in Nigeria, it makes no difference. When your spirit man is inundated with the word of God, and your spirit man can boldly say, my victory is inevitable. You see your success, you see your fruitfulness. You just see it, you are too sure. Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. That's one I want to just tell you. I want to beg you, because if you take time to look at Rhapsody, sincerely, your life cannot remain the same, especially if you allow the word of God to get right to where your spirit man. Is it a life to enjoy? A life to do what? Say, neighbor, I'm born to enjoy. See, anyone can live a happy, successful, healthy, prosperous, and victorious life. Is that true? Are you sure? Why are you not living it? Say, neighbor, I live it. That's my life. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Do you believe that? God gives us richly all things to enjoy. Say, neighbor, I'm here to enjoy life. You can enjoy your wife, enjoy your working place, enjoy your clothes, enjoy your car, enjoy your free. It makes no difference. You can enjoy every day. You can enjoy it. No matter what somebody talks about, say about you to anybody, it makes no difference. You won't let any news ruin your joy. Say, neighbor, I'm born to enjoy. Say, I'm here to enjoy. All things are working together. I can never be disadvantaged in this life. When you see me, you see a smile all the time. Because I can do all things through Christ, who is my strength. I can do. Say, I can do. I can do. I can do all things. So my joy does not depend upon my bank account. I know I'm blessed. And because I'm blessed, money cannot but locate me. Favor cannot but locate me. Men will follow on themselves to help me. All the time. When they remember my name, they say, how will I bless that pastor? Because I'm a blessed man. My life attracts the blessing. Praise God, somebody. It's not the place I walk. I know I'm loaded. I know I lay down in their millions. The word of God is forever settled in heaven. What God wants to do is to get the word, your spirit man, so you can speak the word all the time. Don't speak your worries. Some people, when you see them, you see worry, you see frown, you see complain, and they are Christian. That's a shame to the gospel. Praise God, somebody. Are you blessed today? You cannot carry the Holy Ghost with the spirit of joy, and your life is full of complaints. You share the gift of God in your life. Speak the word of God into your life. Live your life as if the word is true, because the word is true. Praise God, somebody. Well, we began what we call spiritual development. I don't know about you. You know, a church is a place we are trained to grow spiritually. Schools that we attend train our mind. If you go to gyms, they train your muscles. Church is a place where we train your spiritual muscles. Praise God, somebody. And we began some things about, we said the spiritual growth is like a what? Physical growth. Is it making a joyful noise? It's making a joyful noise. Praise God, somebody. I used to hear somebody. And I said all the time, a man can spend many years in church, born again, and he's still a babe. Is that true? Are you sure that is true? And that's one of the biggest challenge we have nowadays. That we have elders and deacons who are babes. Pastors who are babes. Who is a babe? From what we have learned, you can remind me some few characteristics of babies in the Lord. Babes. Who can tell me? The one we have looked at. Who is a babe? A baby is what? Always innocent. That's a good one that you must keep forever in your life. Senibu, I'm innocent. Senibu, I'm innocent. That's my name. I have nothing against myself. I'm innocent. So therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are where? It makes no difference what you have done in the past. Be innocent. Senibu, don't forget that. Say, I'm innocent. But the Paul says, I don't have anything against myself. Ah, when they were killing somebody, he carried their clothes. He was going about to harass men. Even when Christ saw him, Christ doesn't even mention those things. He just said, you're kicking against the gods. And he said, okay, I want to send you to where? He said, I'm innocent. So that's the trait we must keep all the time. Because most people, because they allow condemnation to come in, it robs them of their faith. Please say, neighbor, don't allow anyone to condemn you. And don't condemn yourself. Don't condemn yourself. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are aware. Number two, babes. Babes, they are ignorant. Babes, they love attention. You can see babes, they are carrying a, when, you have to put the thing in their mouth or else. We have babes like that. Are you a babe that you need attention? Every time we must, how are you? I just see your Sunday. What happened now? I just see your Tuesday. And then if you don't call you another wala. That's why you don't call me. Let's go somebody. No, I love you. I'm just trying to say the truth in love. You know, babes needs attention. Who is helping us again? Talk at you. That is it. Childhood. Talk at you. Touch him, fretful. They're all there. Don't worry yourself. Let's move to the where we are going today. And we said something about somebody who is mature. Somebody who is mature has three major characteristics. Number one, who can remind us? A mature Christian. If you don't look at your notes, what can we do now? We just speak here on Thursday and you went home and you forget the whole thing. What are you? A babe. Because a babe is ignorant. You don't know. Praise God somebody. We say innocency for a babe, ignorance for a babe. We say irritability for a babe. Babes are easily spoiled. Babes are easily frustrated. They are easily distracted, easily hurt. In a church, you are very careful how to address them. They are babes. They may be carrying title of bishop. It makes no difference. We have childhood, is unsteady, is full of curiosity and talkativeness. Evil speaking. What is evil speaking? They speak about others when they are not there. Vain speaking. They always talk about themselves. And the last one, foolish speaking. Fully speaking. Manhood. Say for a manhood, one thing is that they esteem earthly things lightly. Are you sure? Nigerian trouble. Do you know why we have trouble like this in Nigeria? Because we esteem earthly things. You see a young guy who just left school. You say, I don't want to drive. He said, Cadillac. He just left school. We esteem earthly things highly. We are greedy. We are full of greed. We are lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Who is a greedy man? He said, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So when your soul prospers, when you want earthly things at the expense of your spirit man, then you are a greedy man. Do you hear that? When your spiritual development cannot carry, do you hear that? When your task for earthly things is not in the proportion to your task for spiritual things, when you don't mind to lose some spiritual things to gain earthly things, when they say, come and do extra time, even on Sunday, you don't mind, pay me the money, if it's church, I will tell pastor, I'm busy. Somebody got a new job somewhere and he must leave a good church to a town where there is no spiritual church there and he wants to move. And somebody asked him, when you get to that church, that town, which church will you attend? He said, I never thought about it. So all he's thinking is the money we earn. So he's not looking at the spiritual state. Even where you are living, you can move to one you're going to do now, and you look around where you are living, there is no spiritual. It's true. At what expense? At what expense? What is it costing you? I wish above all things you prosper as your soul prospers. So if your soul does not prosper at the proportion of your physical prosperity, that's the trouble. I see here somebody. So a manhood is a man that lightly esteem earthly things. And it's too important. Some people, if you see the way they treat earthly things, you'll be afraid. Say, no, that's not you. That's not you. There was a man of God that one time he bought a suit, very expensive suit. I think it's around $5,000. It was very expensive. And he was to leave his house. He dressed gorgeously. He was to leave his house. As he was leaving, the door just pulled his suit and it didn't turn. You know, he was 2 tears here at the end. He said he looked up and looked down. And this, from that day, I won't spend such money on suit again. You esteem earthly things. Because see Moses, he was on the line to the throne. But he preferred to choose the word reproaches of Christ. Think about that. Can you do that? He turned his back. Imagine Christian going abroad and they will lie to their forms all because they were going abroad. Even some will do fake marriage. Christians, born again. One did one that backfired. It was one green, one visa. Or no, permanent, what do they call it now? Green card, residence. The man is married. I've been struggling for a long while to get green card or whatever it is. So he agreed with the wife that they will do arranged marriage with a white fellow. They will pay her. They will go for, you know, then that day the woman will go home. And the wife agreed. And of course, everything was done. A Christian, born again. I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That's where I'm going. What is it costing you? So the day of wedding, everything was done. And of course, you must drive home because now, also they are monitoring them. They know all these funny things. So they have to drive to the same house. And the woman stayed there for a while. And the man there. So when it's around night, she said, we're going home now. He said, which home? The white guy said, where? Which home? Maybe I'm married to you. Where am I going? Ah! He said, The man thought it was a joke. The guy said, you better come in now and let us do this marriage. Ah. The man thought it was a joke. Just one phone call. The man is gone. He, okay, he just wants to pick his phone and call. Ah. The man said, please don't call now. If the guy called, what happened? Straight to force to prison before they deport him. If the guy make a phone call like that, force where? Prison before they will deport him. Yes, a Christian. That's why the man has two wives. What can he do? At what expense is physical things causing us? A spiritual man must esteem. It's too important. You know, I'm in business, and sincerely, I've had some good chances to make some big money. And I told people, I said, what for? And I have a young guy, a young friend of mine, very big man now. Very good Christian, I know him to be. Very fervent Christian. The day he met me, he said he was down. He told me, Pastor, it was in Abuja, where he works, they just asking for ordinary invoice, plain paper. And they will load it. And they will pay him. He will not supply anything. They just give them plain invoice and they will put things there. They will pay. How will he be happy as a Christian? And it's in a cycle now. How will he come out from it? He does not know. How are we esteeming earthly things? Number two, a mature Christian. What's number two there? Who can remember? You know, if you don't write down, how you remember? Ability to do what? Ability to design. You try, but that's not the way we put it. A mature Christian is the one who is able to recognize God at work in any circumstances. Like Joseph. Joseph was had a dream and he was able to recognize God at work despite the shortcomings. He was not bitter throughout. Like somebody had a dream that you'd be number one and the next day they sack you. Imagine that. He had a dream that everybody was bowing down to him. And the first thing, they sold him to slavery. Slavery number one. When he got there, from that area, prison. Number two. Down. If somebody in prison, for 2 years, they forgot him. He could have been bitter. Even along the line, that was a breakthrough. You know, some breakthrough, the turning breakthrough. Imagine when the wife of the master said to him, you know, lie with me. If the man agreed, you know, that in that house, he'll be number one now. He'll be eating two portion of food. Man and the husband said, some of us we see a first job, we call it a breakthrough. That's why God is taking you. It's devil open that door for you and you see it's God. You don't want to come and give testimony here. Say, God, you know, God is doing well. I want to say, come. That testimony you give, that you say it very well. That's the truth now. And God cannot be mocked. He knows all things. That guy could have compromised in that place and on the first instance, future is what? Profited. But he'll be stuck there. Then he may think he's enjoying. He said, now, in this house, after the man, I'm the fellow here. And he said, I'm bad. Is he enjoying? In comparison to where God wants to take him. So when you just, maybe because of just one extra one car that somebody wants to give you, one car, you know, some girls, just one car, the man promises to buy you a car. And he says, come and sleep with me. Then you allow yourself to be messed up. See where God is taking that fellow to. And only a compromise. Say, anybody have a backbone. You know, it's a Christian world. We are the light of this world. And some things you must make up your mind. Make a stand in your working place. It can be a tough one. Where you are selling goods, make a stand. Where you live, make a stand. Everyone just know you what you can do. They say, that fellow, don't go to that fellow. We know him. So you're able to recognize God at work, even when things look tough. And number three, spiritual man. He esteem earthly things lightly, number one. Able to see God at work, number two. Oh, I love that. Is there to men praise or men censor? Do you hear that? You are dead. But Paul said, I have nothing against myself. It's only God I give account to. Are you dead to the praise of men? You know, I called one of my friends today, and man, they called him a bishop. Pastor Udo. Do you know this? He told me, he said, God will help us. Kama, Yorabaloju. You hear that? His church is if I know, I imagine from maybe from that house. It's a long church. He has a long church, and he built it from scratch. And he has three shifts. He has above 2,000 people. When I call him, he say, yes sir, how are you sir? That's the way he greets me anyway. I don't understand how, I don't know who should be signing you. Even to bring him yourself, I normally feel a bit ashamed. There are three shifts on Sunday morning. We are giving him a call now. We say, how about you, sir? How are you, sir? And he said, come on, Jekini, Jorabaloju. You know, I have a brother that says, God, as you take me up, let my head be correct. Because we don't know what you can do except you have in your account 10 million naira and it's your money. You know, now you are very humble. It's very, why do you not be humble? You don't have anything. A debt that in your account is 100 million naira. It's your money. And you can simply say, how are you, sir? And I think I can call you brother and you answer. You may not know what I'm talking about now. Until you get to that place, now it's very easy to. If they call you to watch place, you watch place now. Is that, what can you do as they watch it? Can they call you to watch plate? If you are the MD of a bank, in Jesus Fellowship, he said, today is our turn to watch place. He said, and so what? In Winner's Chapel, there were some people that, you know, oh my God, ask God these men. They wash toilet, they do all night washing toilet. All night. It's not for anything. Just that it's my father's house. That's the way you should think. In your own house, you don't to watch your own toilet. If you do now. So, those who are there to men censor or men praise, sometimes you may be right and we think you are wrong and we rebuke you small. You say, oh me, see how they talk to me. Thank God. If not for church, where are we going to meet? If not for church, okay, we're not meeting heaven also. You know where we are going, we know where you are going. We know we can't meet in heaven also. Christ humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Think about that. That's God Almighty, born where? Nemanja, born where? If you are the one to choose a place to be born, will you? Choose that. How we have men born there. You know, almost when you read the Bible, you are shocked. And God Almighty be born in a manger. Manger of all places. Animal is there making noise, and all their poo-poo is everywhere smelling. As God Almighty. And when they met in a place when he was about to come, he went to wash their feet. He stooped low to wash their feet. I said, can I do that? And those feet, don't think it's the feet that is wearing that, but today is wearing socks. Those days, when they are walking on the main road, the animals also walk on that main road. Animal poo on the main road, so your leg will carry the dunks of animal, everything. So nobody wants to wash the feet. It's the least in the house that wash feet. So when they all go to that place that day, nobody wants, I wash my own. So they all sat down. He was there. Abi. And the master went to do that. Think about that. Anybody think about that? Are you there to men praise and men censor? Are you there to it? If it's not different. Those who are mature. If you see those things in your life, we know you are what? Mature. Praise God, somebody. Think about that one. We have a book on that, Growing Up Spiritually by Kenneth E. Hagin. Go and read that book. The book will bless you. Praise God, somebody. Well, let me just start today now. Praise the Lord. We want to look at the father and his family. I think I'll be able to be fast tonight. Walking with your father. Matthew chapter 6. If you want to know about the fatherhood of God, one day I was trying to pray and I was trying to compare God's kingdom with his fatherhood. And it seems God is telling me, you know, when Christ came, he was preaching kingdom. But it seems God is telling me that son, there is more about fatherhood than kingdom. I said, what? So I did a search. I type father in the New Testament. I type kingdom. It seems father is three times word kingdom in the Bible. He begins to send me a signal. There is something about his fatherhood we are yet to understand. Your God is a father. You know, I don't know about you, but if you see how parents and their children can behave, you know. Today, I just told Rani, just put the father down. The father has to bend and he commanded. I don't know what is with the father. The father just left the church and followed. Is that not true? It makes no difference. Does not care whether you are in church. Because he's my father. He's my father. And God wants to see, let us see him as our father. Say, neighbor, I'm my father. Yeah. I mean, don't hear me. I don't know about you. My children, my daughters, the way they relate to me, I can just say, oh, that day I want to buy new clothes. Bring money. Will it be fasting to do that? I want to fast for seven days. All these things you are doing, because I don't see him as a father. Your child fast for 7 days. They want to buy clothes. He said, please buy me clothes. I want to go for 7 day drive fast. Drive fast. What is it? Anyway, it's your father. He's my father. Our father who art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come. So, Matthew chapter 6, quickly. Walking with our father. If you are there. The whole book of Matthew chapter 6 is about his fatherhood. 25, you can help me read. Therefore, I say unto you,
do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?
Continue.
Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? What shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. We are to be more acquainted with our Heavenly Father. Say, neighbor, my Heavenly Father. Can you look up and say, my Heavenly Father? So we are born into the family of God. God is our Father. And because he's our Father, he cares. Say, neighbor, he cares. As a book by Kenyon said, The Father and His Family. I love that book. So we're looking at the fatherhood of God. You see God as a father. And there's no earthly father like him. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? Say, there's no earthly father like your heavenly Father. So if you can imagine what you can do, that means to your daddy. So imagine what God can do. You must see him like that. John 16:23 says, whatever you ask the Father in my name, whatever you ask the Father, not what you ask God, the Father in my name, but you see him as Father, say, he will give it to you. John 16:27 says, if you love me, Abby, you will obey my commandments. Say, for the Father himself loves you. Say, you don't need to ask me anything that day. Ask your Father. The Father himself loves you. Say, neighbor, he loves you. Has it come to your understanding that the Father himself loves you? Say, neighbor, he loves me. He may be a God to the world, but he's a father to me. Are you sure? He may be a God to the world, but he's a father to me. Praise God, somebody. I don't know about you. If I may be a pastor in this church, to this church, to my children, what am I? A father. They don't care that a pastor is a father's office. That's the way they treat it. Jonathan may be a Nigerian president to the children, those two girls. It's their father. He may be a God to the world. Anybody, it's my father. I cannot hear you. Say, it's my father. Say, it's my father. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But Paul said, I bow my knees to who? I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family and I will give you blue book. I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the whole family in heaven and earth is the Father and his family. I don't know, it makes no difference the church you belong to, but it makes all the difference the family you belong into. Say, God is my Father. And where we have read, it's a time to begin to get acquainted with your Father. You get acquainted with your Father through the Word of God. The Word of God is what God says about himself. You can't understand God by your feelings. Somebody says, I don't feel he loves me. Somebody says, I don't think God cares. So, all this while, all this. At least I've tried more now. You can't understand God by your feelings. You can only understand God by what? By what the word of God says about him. Because God is everything, is what says about him. If he says he cares, he cares. If he says you are the apple of his eyes, what are you? Praise God, somebody. Is everything the word says he is. And where we have read is so interesting. See verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yes, your heavenly Father does what? He says here, keeps feeding them. I want to say, are you confessing for all this big confession? You know, I remember a story of this man. Even somebody, I mean, he shared a story some years, some times ago. He said when he was growing up as a young Christian, he began to confess some things. Then one father called him. He said, I know you are following your mentor. That is Adeboye. He said, but see, your mentor is using bicycle. He said, you better go and look for a job. And stop all this. And he's an elder in the church. Just feeling concerned for a young man that doesn't know his left from the right. What is man crying? The man is confessing God's word. And to him, he said, what? You are being lazy, Jare. What's all this thing you are doing? Say, go and find work and support this nonsense you are confessing. Today, do you know the man's name? Does what always work? He says, see, consider the balls. They neither what? He must say, Solomon in all his words, in list of, they are not added like that. Say, your heavenly Father feeds them. How much more you? Then, are you there? Can you see God in that light? Now, the birds of the air are fed. They are not doing any work. And none of them has fallen down and died of what? Hunger. Not one. And you are saying, Nigeria will not kill me. When you talk like that, you don't understand him as your father. He says, if a man love me and keeps my commandments, I will come and do what? Live with that man. He says, I will manifest myself in that man. If you don't believe what you are earning tonight, there is no way he will manifest himself in you. Who is your father? Can I come back? Though is your father. It's just like, with all due respect, let's hear that. Dami is talking about his father. His father is here and he's talking to his friend. My father does not care. He does not want to pay my school fees. He was just talking like that. And the father is yearning. How would the father feel? When have I committed all this crime? Maybe it's not me. There's no way he can understand that. The way you are talking, there is no way your heavenly father will understand that. But I'm trying to paint him as a cruel father. As an unkind father. Think about that. As someone who does not care. Father, you are there. No, he looks small, but you have never learned to treat him as a father. We have been told that he's a tough God, he's the one that when you sin, he will just eat you, boom. But we have never treated him as my father. It makes no difference in your house, your father, your children does not care about the food. Yes, Damina, why are you worrying, Dami? You know, I don't know. How that day we put food in the house, so I don't know whether the rice will finish or what that day. What is our own concern? Tommy Singh will be saying, or So when you say, I don't know now whether they pay my father's salary or not. What's out? Indomie, I want to eat Indomie. Say Indomie. Say that one. If you don't believe me, go to a supermarket one day and carry your child. Like this. What to them? just this one. So if you like yourself, you better go. Let us go. Because that child, he just believes that the money is there. He's not worrying about your pocket. Don't even care whether they have for the past 3 months they have not paid your salary. I don't care. Say, he's my father. Say, neighbor, it's my father. I want to beg you tonight, if I don't say anything, but we need to walk with him as your father and talk with him as your father and talk about him as your father. Before you go to men for help, have you gone to him and said, Father, how do we do this one? Have you called him before my father? But then he cares. See the analogy. Say the lilies, today they are here. Tomorrow they are somewhere into oven. Even Solomon was not clothed like any of these. Say, see the ear of your head. Say, no, we fall down except your father permits it. Even they are numbered. Say, neighbor, it's my father. I want to beg you, walking with the Father, when we walk in that consciousness of his fatherhood, because what you don't know will not work for you. Many of us, we have not really known him as Father. We have known him as a judge, as God of heaven and earth, as the one that is coming to consume fire. But have you known him as your heavenly Father? Say, neighbor, he's my heavenly Father. Praise God, somebody. Say, neighbor, it's my heavenly Father. Are you acquainted with the love side of God that Jesus came to bring? It says, don't be like Eden, that they worry about many things. Let's go there quickly again, verse 32. For the Gentiles wish and crave and diligently seek all these things. And your heavenly Father knows where that you need them. He knows where you need a brand new car. He knows where, doctor, you need a brand new Jeep. Your heavenly Father knows you need this thing. But don't be like the unbelievers. They crave, they fight, they steal for these things. It says, your heavenly Father knows that you need this sin. Then he knows I need a duplex. He knows. Your heavenly Father knows you need these sins. And he's not a runaway father. Is he? He's not a what? Runaway father. Say, I know you need this sin. And also, he can afford these things. It's unlike me that when you go to some supermarket, my children, don't do this way, don't do, just do like that. You're straight. That's why I ask me straight. Because I look at my own pocket, but this is. But he is not limited. Say, neighbor, he's not limited. He's my father. He can afford these sins. It makes no difference. Even Uncle's son or daughter, for them, they don't care about any car. They can point to any car in the world and say, deliver. Or their own. Max Moreau was talking about his child. He said one of his children went to a bank. Even when, after marriage, he said, I will not drop your name. So when I mention that your name in bank, people just say, ah. That's the truth now. Say, anybody's your father. When you drop his name anywhere, angels are at attention. When you drop his name, demons are trembling. When you drop his name, everyone stand at an attention. Say, who is that? Ah, that is Son of Heavenly Father. Say, neighbor, what are you? Baba mi lo ni le, marimayon. If you don't understand that your Father is the owner of everything, and you can walk in that consciousness, say, neighbor, it's your Father. I want to give you an assignment. Study Matthew chapter 6 carefully. Underline where you read the word Father. And think and meditate on the word Father. And let your life reflect his fatherhood. He cares. Say, Lord, I'm with you all the time. Say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Say, neighbor, I cannot want. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? If God be for you, who can successfully be against you? Say, I will never leave you. Say, I will never forsake you. Are you conscious of his fatherhood? Say, Lord, I'm with you all the time. Praise God, somebody. He's your Father. Say, neighbor, is my Father. He cares. He's my shield. He's my protection. He's my Father. Say, the Lord is the light of my salvation. He's my light. He's my defense. He's my deliverer. He's my what? Deliverer. He's my heavenly Father. Say, neighbor, is your Father. I want us to know that we have to spend time to be acquainted. Seek ye first God's kingdom and every other thing shall be added, not taken away from you. Say, but added to you. Not taken away from you. So every anxiety dies. Every worry dies. If it's your Father, you can be assured he will take a father's place and perform a father's part. Say, but it's your Father. Because he cares and he loves you. Love compels him to care, to protect and to shield us all the time. Say, I will never leave you. The Father himself loves you. Nothing can be stronger than this Father. The Father himself knows you. Say, anybody knows you. And call your neighbor's name and say, he knows you by name. Call your name and say, he knows me by name. God knows you by name. And he cares. And he longs to bless you. 1 Peter 5, 7 says what? Casting all your care upon him, for he cares. 1 Peter 4, verse 6 says what? Be careful nothing. When you get home, do a study on Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to do what? Where? In green pasture. It is where you are? Still water. He does what again? He leads me, but he leads me. Still water. Where there's abundance. Dollar, pounds, sterling, he leads me. Favor, honor, he leads me. Prestige, he leads me. He's the one leading me. No struggle on my part. Say, neighbor, he leads me. Say, though ye I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I fear. Say, neighbor, I refuse to fear. Say, no fear. Why? Because he's with me. And his rod, sir. They do what? They comfort me. He has prepared a table. Where? Are you sure? Are you sure? He has prepared a table. Where? Say, surely, only goodness, every day goodness, every day mercy shall follow you. But your Father is the provider. Your Father is your helper. Your Father is your supplier. Your Father owns the world. He's your father. Say, anybody, it's my father. Be on your feet this morning. Say, it's my father. Be on your feet and say, it's my father. God that made heaven and earth is my